The House Across the Street by Leslie Pierce. Read by Rosie Jones. Prologue. Bexhill-on-Sea, 1964. At the bang of a car door out in the street, Katie glanced out of the bedroom window. It was the old black Humber she'd seen several times before, and two women were getting out and walking up the garden path of the house opposite. She was doing some ironing up in the front guest room. Her own bedroom was at the back of the house, and all it overlooked was the garden. Her younger brother Rob claimed she was nosy, always people-watching, fascinated by their comings and goings. She denied this, but she did find the house across the street very mysterious. Mrs. Gloria Reynolds, the owner, had a lovely dress shop in town called Gloria's Gowns, just two doors away from the firm of solicitors where Katie worked as a secretary. Her shop, and the fact that she was a very glamorous divorcee, was more than enough to make her interesting to Katie. But the clincher was that she had the oddest visitors and guests calling at her house. The driver of the black Humber wasn't remarkable. Dumpy, grey-haired, middle-aged, and wearing the same tweed coat she'd worn on every other visit. She struck Katie as the kind to be married to a doctor, vicar, or other professional. She imagined her having a cut-glass BBC accent and spending her spare time gardening. But the women she brought here couldn't be more different from her or Mrs. Reynolds. Mostly they were far younger, often quite shabbily dressed, and sometimes, like the woman today, who was limping, they could appear injured. Once, in the summer, when Katie was weeding the front garden, a woman had arrived with not just a black eye, but her whole face swollen and distorted. Some of the neighbours had also noticed odd visitors. Some thought Gloria must be helping women who had just been released from prison, or that they were women with serious diseases. Prostitutes, alcoholics, women who had lost a child, all had been suggested to Katie. Yet most of the neighbours felt that Gloria had a heart of gold, and whatever reason prompted these women to come to her house, it had to be to help them. To Katie's shame, the exception to this rule was her own mother. Hilda Speed was known for her sharp tongue. Some would say she never had anything good to say about anyone. Whenever Gloria's name was mentioned, she pursed her lips in disapproval. "No better than she should be," was what she always said. She was suspicious of Gloria's red fox coat, her very high heels, her pencil skirts and her chestnut-brown hair, which Hilda was convinced was dyed to cover up grey hair. Katie moved closer to the window, watching through the net curtains as the older woman took the younger one's arm and led her up the garden path. She wished she could see this woman's face, as it was difficult to assess someone's age from a mere back view, but she thought she was young, as she wore tight ski pants and a leather jacket, and her long dark hair was tied up in a ponytail. The older woman opened the front door with a key. This was another thing that Hilda was suspicious of. She always said, "What sort of woman allows people into her home when she isn't there?" And Gloria couldn't be there today as it was the last Saturday before Christmas and the busiest time in a dress shop. Rob had joked to Katie that their mum was so crabby, the only visitors they'd ever get at their house was if people knew she would be out. As the two women disappeared inside the house, Katie returned to the ironing while considering the mysterious visitors. She was in the habit of chatting to Gloria whenever she went into her shop. Just the previous month, she'd bought a beautiful emerald green chiffon dress for going dancing at Christmas. But Gloria was the kind of woman who was more interested in other people than in talking about herself. Katie did know she had two daughters and a son. The daughter who lived in Hastings had two small children, and her son was up north somewhere. But as much as she had always wanted to ask about the people who came to her house, she couldn't. She didn't want to admit she spied on Gloria, and besides, it was rude to ask personal things of someone you didn't know well. Katie felt Gloria might be a marriage counsellor. She certainly was easy to confide in.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?